I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. Well, I'm really pleased to have my next guest with me. He is a conservative radio legend. He is on Red State Talk Radio with The Reality Check. And he is also a financial advisor. And he is now based in the free state of Florida. We should call it that, right? The free state of Florida. I'm in Texas now, so I figured things out and got out of California. But I want to welcome Charles Butler to the program. Charles, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Good to have you back, by the way, because you were here about 3 or 4 months ago, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Something along that line. Well, so the Biden administration is continuing to feed the thought process of the race baiters. Obama instituted this, right? We got to have quotas on discipline in school because discipline is somehow a racist act. Help me, Charles. Help me, man.
Well, there is no help. You know, these schools are out of control. I think if we have a quota on anything, it should be in black schools, there should be more black male teachers hired. I think that we have too many women across the board in education. I think that's why education has been, you have no discipline in classrooms. People talk about feeding the children. I had a situation. I asked the president of the Chicago Teachers Union, Karen Lewis, one day. I said, Karen, you have the third highest wages in the U.S. and you have the lowest test scores. How do you justify that? She said, well, we have to make sure the children are fed. Okay. Why aren't their mother and father making sure they're fed before they go to school? Second, we have to make sure they're okay mentally, that they're ready to learn. I don't remember any teacher ever feeding me, making sure I had breakfast, or how I felt in the morning. You had breakfast, you showed up, you got your lesson, and matriculated through the day, right?
That's what I did.
But today, you know, we have all of these women who are bringing all this feminine maternal BS to the school situation instead of focusing on reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, well, and both my parents worked. Now, I ended up having a nanny person who was there because my mom didn't want me coming home to an empty house, so she would show up.
You could give the creation of the latchkey kid to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, she's pathetic. She's pathetic. She didn't like being a woman. She hated being a woman. You know, she's the one that talks about women are equal to men. I said, well, when I see women in the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, then I'll consider it. But that ain't gonna happen. Men and women are physically different. And, you know, to have women on the police force, a woman on the police force can do one of two things, shoot you or taser you. That's it. She can't forcefully physically take you down, or that's all this movie stuff. It's just amazing to me, Pastor Greg, how people actually think that Hollywood and a movie has anything to do with reality.
Well, part of the problem here, when you go back to talking about the, you know, the kids and the whole situation, this has all been conditioning. And it's not just in black neighborhoods. This is the welfare conditioning that has happened. It was targeted at black neighborhoods initially, but I can tell you, Charles, from my own personal experience back in the late 80s and early 90s, I was telling you about how, you know, we had been in Florida and then we moved back to California. We actually lived with my mom for a year while I was finding a job and getting back to work, and we were figuring out economically what we were going to do. And our church suggested, well, you know, you could get some help temporarily while you get back on your feet. Well, we went and investigated that. You know what they told us, Charles? Check this out.
What?
Okay, so they said to my wife, we had two small kids, get a divorce. Get a divorce. Kick your husband out and get a divorce, and you'll get housing, and you'll get money, and you'll get food, and we, the government, will take care of you. But get a divorce.
Yeah, I understand that. The first time I'd ever encountered that personally, I was selling a Porsche, and this man came over to buy my Porsche with his wife and his daughter. And his daughter was about 8-9 months pregnant. And he said, you know, Mr. Butler, I did everything I could to get this girl to give us this baby or not have this baby and go to college. But she refuses to because the welfare told her they'll give her an apartment, 2-bedroom apartment. She'll have this much amount of money for she'll have free rent, she'll have food stamps, and she'll have money for clothing. How do I compete against that? That's what this black man told me. He was almost in tears. He said, her life is ruined.
Well, because she's going to take the handout from the state, because that looks like the best option.
Well, for her, but she's 18, she's 19.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's just like these young people, and I'm surprised that the church hasn't really spoken out on this issue of LGBTQ, RSTD, WXYZ issue.
Mm.
The church hasn't spoken out on the, you know, God is very clear about homosexuality.
Yep.
There is no love in sin. I'm sorry. So, you know, we have too many pastors who I consider Satan disciples, because you cannot go around calling yourself a pastor and a man of God and support homosexuality.
Nope. I agree with you 100%, my friend. I agree with you 100%. And this is one of the reasons why I also preach on this program about, let's look at who our founders were. They were not deists and theists. They were Christians. Okay? Let's get that pretty straight, because Christianity is what formed America. And it was the foundation upon which John Adams clearly said, our Constitution is fit only for a moral people.
Well, and religious people.
Absolutely.
For moral and religious people.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. And you know, it is...
And
it
these
is,
people, the Supreme Court and the rest of these people, you know, John Roberts is sitting up there. He's a bisexual or something, I guess. You know, his background is very spurious at best.
It's crazy.
And these people are talking, well, we're, you know, well, the rights for blacks and equality transfer over to the gays and their beliefs that they're equal. No, they're not equal under the law. They're sinners, and I am not going to at any time recognize, promote, embellish, accept their sin as somehow being equal to my being a black man in America.
Well, and let me add this to that, okay? Folks, when you embrace somebody's sin like that, you're saying two things. Number one, you're saying you don't believe in the Bible, you don't believe in what Scripture has to say, because you're in contradiction with God. Number two, you're saying, I don't care about that individual, and I would like to see that individual suffer the fires of hell. I speak out about this. You're speaking out about this, Charles, because we're saying, look, number one, the agenda is ill. It's sick. It's perversion. And number two, the people whose lives are being destroyed by this need to turn their lives back to Christ and get saved and realize that God made man and woman, and he gave man and woman purpose. There's purpose for each one, biblically.
I read this thing today. Pete Buttigieg and his husband are going to have a child. Tell me who's carrying the egg to be impregnated. This woman tried to say to me, she tried to justify this statement that they made. The bottom line is, two men can't have a baby. Two women can't have a baby. Can't be parents. I'm sorry.
No. And even in the two women scenario, if they go so far as to say, well, you know, we're just going to get, you know, a sperm donation. Where did that come from? I mean, where did that come from? It came from a man. So you still haven't been able to prove that you can have a child without introducing the male chromosomes into the situation.
God was very clear, and is very clear. Science is very clear. You know, I think that this so-called pandemic that we have was created by man. It was created in Wuhan. I think people are tiptoeing around this issue because politicians have been paid off by China. And the American people are tired of it. That's why they had to get rid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not owned by China. He was not owned by lobbyists. He was not owned by anyone. They had nothing on him, not even sex tapes. First they claimed, we have Russian sex tapes. We have tapes of him with Russian prostitutes. Never showed up. Oh, he's Russian collusion. Never showed up. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton clearly is in collusion with the Russians, even helps them to get uranium in a uranium deal, and they pay off the Clinton Foundation.
Well, what
and
about
these are all things that are documented.
Yeah. What about Eric Swalwell and his relationship with the Chinese prostitute whose girls he hired and put into his office and other offices of other intelligence committee members?
What about that dumbass Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy driving her around for 25 years while she sat on the intelligence committee with her dumbass?
And let's add the fact that Reuters now, finally, we get a news agency that has come out and done an investigation that identified that China is using NSA an NSA program to spy on us. Think about that. China is using an NSA program to spy on us. Well, where do they get that NSA program? Well, between Eric Swalwell and Dianne Feinstein, you know what? I'm thinking that that must be the case of where they got that information from, Charles.
But Pastor Greg, the question is, how come no one's held accountable? How come no one's been indicted? How come no one's going to jail? How come no one's been charged with treason?
And then we have the guys that were at the rally January the 6th who are being held without due process, that are being held without formal charges.
Right.
Their attorney can't even get discovery on the ones that they've claimed that they're going to charge. And the congressional members who have oversight over the prison system were locked out and not allowed to go in and check the conditions of that prison. What about that?
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible.
You know, to me, these are, there's a quote that my friend D.D. Augustin, who's going to be on today with me, shared that I think is so appropriate. It's a Winston Churchill quote, actually. And let me see here real quick. I've got it. If Facebook will allow my page to load. Of course, sometimes they don't do that. Let's see. All right. Well, nope. They have blocked it. So let me go over to they took it down, folks. They didn't like a Winston Churchill quote. Of course not. Why would they like a Winston Churchill quote? Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Still,
maybe because it's about freedom.
Yeah, well, here it is. Still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. Winston Churchill. Folks, I challenge us. This is the battle we're in today.
People aren't serious, though, Father Greg. People aren't serious.
We've got to get serious. Charles, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. What can you do about this? We'll talk to you about that coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest, Charles Butler. You know, as we're talking about this in the break, the solutions that are necessary to fix these issues are solutions that, quite frankly, I look at it and say the majority don't want it. People aren't willing. Scripture says this: you have not yet resisted to bloodshed in your battle against sin. That's biblical, folks. That's biblical. And Christians today are not willing to go to that extreme to root out evil. There is a reason that God mandated. Go ahead, brother.
That's because you have a criminal justice system that prosecutes victims and protects criminals. In Chicago, people are scared to protect themselves because they know that if they kill a criminal, they'll be arrested. It's the craziest thing that you will ever see. I remember before we got concealed carry, a Christmas holiday, you could hear this 911 call. You could hear chomping at on this man's back door. And this old man in this feeble voice said, "If you come in here, I'm going to shoot you. I got a gun. Chomp, chomp. If you come in, I'm going to shoot you. Chomp, boom." The door breaks open. The old man fires 3 shots. Boom, boom, boom. Kills the kid, the young man. Mm-hmm. Who do they arrest? The old man. Now, why aren't people in the streets protesting that? You got people, black people, so effing dumb in the black community. They support, "Why aren't you shooting? No, I'm going to shoot him dead." That's why I left Chicago, man.
And folks, that's the thing. You know, when true justice won't play out, you've got to defend yourself. And you have every right to do that.
But you don't. Under Democrat cities and Democrat policing, they come after you, the citizen.
Yeah, I agree. Charles Butler, folks, check him out, Red State Talk Radio. I'll be back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.